So I am reading a book, and I am looking at the author's, well, he doesn't give any permission for anybody to quote him to use it. I could not use any of his quotes in my book, The Black Awakening. But he talks about ritual. He talks about the blood. Listen, if you could read what he has to say about the blood, it is absolutely incredible. It is as if there is a blood lust, as if when the blood begins to, well, when the skin pops and the blood comes, there is simply a sense of reveling in it, even by those who are demonized and literally expressing what the dark side's all about. Another time, a man sitting in the offices, one of the staff workers and I are sitting there. He switches personalities and begins to talk about the reveling in the blood and the guts of ritual, in the destruction of a human body. There are rituals during the summer called demon revels, and then there are satanic revels. There's also November the 4th, not too far away, well, satanic revels, rather. All this month, October, we've been telling you about it, and we're going to continue to do this all the way to the end of the month, is give you the alert. Here's the alert, 13th through the 30th, abduction of children, abduction of victims, the holding of them for ceremonial preparation, in which there's rituals and things they do in preparing them for the ritual. They even have preparation rituals for themselves, purification rituals. Listen, what they mean by purification rituals is not the same. If you're a believer in Christ and you read 1 John 1:9 and you see where it says, if we confess our sins, that he is faithful to forgive us those sins and also then to purify us from all that contamination. You check it out, 1 John 1:9. And that's what God does based on the blood of Christ in the absolute total forgiving. The blood of Christ given freely and willingly by himself, sinless blood. The power of that blood involves the ability that once we come to the living Christ and once we bring the confession, homologos is the Greek word, and we agree with God and we tell him, Lord, this is what I've done, forgive me. Well, he's faithful. And he forgives, and it includes actual cleansing of what sin and sin's contamination would bring into our lives. A purification. Now, on the other side of the fence, the Satanists are going to do rituals for purification of anything that is of God. They literally, truly, it's about dirtying the person, contaminating the person. It is all about darkening the conscience and preparing the body, the soul, the spirit, preparing the individual for demonic acquisition, demonic attachment, demonic possession. In the past, in the Old Testament, anybody reading can find out about the massive rituals that even went on in Israel because of the encroachment of the dark side. One way the dark side wins is when they weaponize and bring in the powers, like the Moabite king that sacrificed his son on the altar or on the city wall to bring a power on the Moabite soldiers to defeat Israel. 2 Kings 3. You can read about, again, the hiddenness and so forth. But the Old Testament is packed. Israel constantly battled nations that were into human sacrifice, cannibalism, the summoning of demons, the worship of demons, the desecration of the human body. We can go around the world and find the same thing. Got a couple books here to my right. Human sacrifice. And there's one interesting picture. I'm going to see if I can get it off the web, put it up next week. Quetzalcoatl. Some believe this entity from the Mayan days and the Aztecs, that he's going to return, that he's like a savior. Some individuals writing absolutely blow my mind as they try to say he's a Christ-like figure. I've got a picture of Quetzalcoatl with a ritual knife dressed in ritual garb, slamming it into the eyeball and the skull of a human being during human sacrifice. Now, I know this week's got a lot of heavy stuff in it that's the blood and the guts, but that's what we got to tell you about. America inundated 500 million satanic rituals since the 50s on, and they're elevating, and biblical prophecy teaches us that broader and global class ritual release of demons are coming. I do want to welcome you to the show tonight. This is Russ Dizdar. Shatter the Darkness live here in this broadcast. I want to welcome all those in the satellite community, all those on the internet worldwide. Listen, give us an email once in a while where you're from. Appreciate that when those of you who do. We love to hear from you from here, you know, different places. And we're glad that, you know, half a dozen of you have written this week. And even letters that have come in, the snail mail, P.O. Box 755, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685, P.O. Box 755. Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. The alert line, if you are reporting satanic rituals, abductions, engagement with satanic ritual abuse, the undergrounders, if you're a victim and want to do whistleblowing, please do. Pray all over it and be prepared. When you call in, no one will answer. No one will call you back. No one will bother you. Just leave the information. Phone number is 330-470-1303. It's on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. We are in a week, the theme, the visitation, communication, and contact with the spirits. What do they want? Well, I'll tell you what, out of all the things we could talk about, whether it's the alienology, the ufology in the skies, the visitations there, in the heavenlies around us, whether it's the broad New Age movement, secret societies, cults, Druids, Wiccans, Santeria, all the different things it could be. We're going to touch again on the dark side of the dark side. This is dealing with what is supposed to be secret, what is supposed to be unknown, just like in Ezekiel chapter 8. It's still, the dark side functions that way, at least until the great chaos and Antichrist, you know, surfaces. Listen, here's my opinion. Antichrist is birthed in the context of rituals. Malachi Martin is probably absolutely correct in the triangulation of rituals that were done in the, the welcoming of, but it would be in the birth of, the conception of, all of it would be in the context of ritual work and manifested demonic powers. Just as Christ, and when it came to the conception, when it came to the birth, angels of God, I would say in the assumption of pure counterfeit, that fallen angels would be involved in the communication of the conception and birth and the ceremonies. Does Europe understand they are the belly of the beast? Does the Middle East understand that that's where the Nephilim roamed, the Watchers came down, where the tribes and nations that sacrificed thousands, worshipped Baal, Moloch, and the rest, that the territory, the grounds, well, they're charged. The prince of the power of the air, the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece. Listen, it's not against flesh and blood. It is against principalities and powers. It is against the cosmocrators in the heavenly realms. So I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesu Christu, that God would stretch out his hand, destroy the work of the enemy over your life, over this broadcast, over demons sent to bring harm. May God demonstrate his grace. May God stretch out his hand in Jesus' name. With that love and with that compassion, save you, heal you, deliver you. And I will pray right now that God will visit you appropriately. What do you need? What do you need? If you're lost, you can seek the Lord and he can be found right now, right today. If you know the Lord, listen, please understand, shake off the battle, shake off the warfare that's been going around, shake off the defeat the enemy wants to give to you. Rise up in the name of the living Christ. You have been chosen in Christ to bear fruit. You have been indwelt. You're a temple of the Spirit of God. The living Christ lives in you and is with you and will never leave you, never has, never will. Spirit of God all over you? Listen, Psalm 81:10, not going to quote it for you. You're going to have to look it up. God offers the fullness of all of his grace to you as believers, but it does involve you opening up wide. So take a look, Psalm 81:10, good to memorize, good to see it in the context. And again, glad to have you tonight. We're 11 minutes into this 6 to 7 o'clock tonight, starting at 6 p.m., ending at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Well, we're just going to welcome you, and I'm looking at all the news earlier today, and we've been really behind with stuff today, and we're just behind. We have a couple of courses that are still broken, Sexual Decadence and the End of Man and the Spiritual Warfare Basics course. We're still trying to get those fixed, and hopefully over the weekend we can do that. All the other ones, all the courses are going up. All of the courses are going up absolutely free. The theology course, 55 hours, all of them are going up free. And by December 1st, they'll all be up. We're going to get some help on designing them better off the website so that anything and everything we do, you can download in your iPods and all the other equipment. Listen, we had to start from scratch. We're just simply learning along the way, try to make it a little more polished. What we really care about is the fact that God is motivating the heart. And to my right, all the nations, over 85 nations, I believe, are listed on the pages that hang down from the ceiling right above a globe of the world. And that's where all those who go to the archives, and you're downloading and getting the archives and getting the MP3s and getting the courses. And we're seeing about 150,000 downloads alone per month. And I have no idea of the listeners. And all those YouTube videos, I didn't make any. Others are making for us. We appreciate that. We love you today. We're glad to be able to be with you today. And let me tell you something. We're going to be out late tonight in one of our outreach REEP, R-E-E-P, trips. Research, exposure, evangelism, and prayer. Praying to lead someone to Christ, pray for somebody. We're going to deal with a victim of satanic ritual abuse who observed the death of a child. Now that child, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you'll go scroll down to your left. Here's what you're going to see. You're going to see a picture of a little girl named Jackie Cooper. Once held her in my arms and played with her, prayed over her and talked with her. Well, I talked to her. She didn't talk back. But Jackie Cooper, we have a good friend, Lynette, that has given the background of that ritual torture of little Jackie Cooper. And then if you scroll down all the way, see where it says next post. And you go there, you're going to read about, you're going to read about others. I believe you can go, I think it's next post or the one prior to that. You're going to read about little Lewis. And you've got to understand, and here's the alert again for all of this month, as rituals continue to rise. Now, the Wiccans and the pagans and the Druids, they're all going to cry out and say, we don't do human sacrifice. Well, maybe not today in today's versions and Gardenians and Alexandrians and all the modern day stuff. In the old days, in Ireland, where our friend Dave that comes Wednesday night late and listens, listen, Ireland was packed. Britannica was packed. Europe was packed. You got to understand, the Mayans by the thousands upon thousands packed with ritual. And it's just unbelievable, off the scale. Everything in the biblical, and I'm not talking about part of the Bible. Listen, spiritual leaders, pastors, and so forth, we've got to teach all of the scripture. Prophetic revelation. God gave prophetic revelation to give us the heads up, what to prepare for, so that we would be at the cutting edge. The world is looking at Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown, Webbot Project, the tech stuff. They're looking now to the remote viewers who are being convinced, as one told me, that the information that they are getting and giving about the future, about a reinterpretation of the past, is infallible. But it doesn't match with the Word of God. They're doing what Edgar Cayce and others, through occult means, have done for years. The Akashic Records, the collective unconscious, the global brain. Well, there is a collective living presence operative, as if it was one big brain, one big consciousness, one big collective. Some have referred to the Akashic Records, but I think the biblical revelation in the book of Ephesians is incredible. The prince of the power of the air, behind the energy, behind the field, behind the emanation of presence, behind the engagement, is the reality of entities. The fallen cherub, prince, ruler of the domain. It's kind of like having air superiority. He's the ruler of the power of the eros, the dense atmosphere, the air around us. Encircling the globe, grid mapped, packed in the heavenlies right here around us. And it's just a simple issue of realm, dimension, the veil. The veil between that side and this. And everybody on the occult side, Satanists included, knows that the veil seems to grow thin. Let me tell you two reasons why. Number one, the other side has a massive, aggressive, and now furious agenda. I mean, they are ramped up. They are pumped up. They are, that's based on Revelation 12, Satan knows his time is short. Furious to get his job done. Most Christians understand the origin and nature of Satan. Few understand the methodology, and very few, based on biblical prophecy, understand the sequential agenda. If you and I as believers would know what the Spirit of God has revealed about Satan's sequential events, we would have the cutting-edge information that is infallible, irrevocable, indestructible, that is accurate, the only accurate view of actual future human history. Well, we're doing a little book on this called Seeing into the Future. Might be delayed 10 days or whatever. We're not going to do what we did before. No pre-orders. When it's out, it's out. But we're looking at the end of this month at some point, and we'll declare that as soon as we do. Smaller book, maybe about 180 pages, 160, depending on the printer or the publisher. It's all about that, and you can see on Shatter's website that... clicking on to it, what we deal with in the book, Seeing into the Future. It deals with, the attempts, the desire for it, the attempts for it, the past, the current, the prophetic counterfeit, the prophetic technologies. We're going to look at the future that dictates what's going on right now. Give you one example. Armageddon is coming. The world's largest super soldier, highest advanced, technologically advanced, and spiritually enforced, empowered, energized military system. It's coming. It'll be on the field in the future, Revelation 19:19. But it doesn't come out of anywhere. It just doesn't pop out of anywhere. There is a development. And I'm telling you right now, the dark side is breathing down the necks of techs, scientists, mill lab workers, weapons development specialists, DARPA, Russia's DARPA, all the rest, because they need particular weapons on the field. Everything that's being, even the mind control development. You know, the father of mind control isn't an individual, a human individual. It involves 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age blinds minds. If anybody knows how to blanket the perceptions, blanket the mind, blanket the thoughts, the ability to perceive, well, that is an entity, and it is about supernatural, spiritual presence. That's what we're talking about tonight. You see, if there's abductions this weekend, and I appreciate, again, Long Island, our friend that has called in the alert line. Columbus, dear person, has written in about their area. Few of you have written in from your areas. Some of you have written to me to say, hey, we're now listening to the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. I'm going to tell you again, if you've been a listener here, this is one of the most important series I've ever done. Though there will be believers that think, wow, this is too much information, this is too much. Actually, the church, in my view, is 30 to 40 years behind in its understanding of the spiritual conflict and of the centrality that it's all a spiritual war. Can't be saved without it being a battle. You can't grow without it. You cannot develop the church without understanding that Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. The church is birthed in the context of a battle. Being born of the Spirit of God, you're birthed in the context of a battle in which Satan's legal rights have to be broken in order for the living Christ to come in and God's rule and reign and ownership, the mark of God, the seal of the Spirit of God, to be in our lives. Well, listen, we're talking about a number of things right now, and I want you to hear me about, a number of things. I want to simply say, on the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the first one, part one, called How Do You Detect If Satanic Rituals Are Being Done in Your Area? Now, I'm going to tell you again tonight, we're going to give a big detailed thing on the how and the why of satanic rituals. Because if you watch television stuff and you've seen all these goofy Hollywood things, the blood and the guts and the gore and all that junk, you got only glimpses in Hollywood's mixture and scary junk and people making millions of dollars. Just throw it all in the trash can. And understand, in the Old Testament biblical sense, in the historic worldwide sense, in the current and in the coming development, human sacrifice has been done, is being done, will be done. And this is a month in which the dark side is literally clamoring, searching for doorways, looking how we can get in. Looking for it. Now, everybody that's a believer in Christ, you know, First Peter chapter 5, where it tells us to be alert, where to be like, you know, where to be self-controlled, where to be prepared and alert, because your enemy, the devil, he's prowling around. You ever have a prowler by your house? I have. Literally watch them. Prowlers. You have a predator is a good translation of that. You have a predator. He's roaming around like a roaring lion, like this massive mammoth. I mean, even the Spirit of God paints the picture in Revelation 12. Huge megas dragon. And it's without question, 1 John 5, that he has control over the world's fallen system. That if you're lost, he has rights over you, whether you like it, whether you agree with it or not, he has rights over you. Your sins have doomed you. They're not off of you. You don't have the gift of eternal life in you if you're lost. So what are you going to do? You're going to trust in transhumanism? Maybe transgenics, maybe somehow download yourself into the World Wide Web? Is that what it's all about? Or can you hear the picture of the future glorified, redeemed human being, immortal, indestructible, irrevocable immortality? What Jesus Christ did at the cross, it involved his blood, obviously. So, listen, that's why we're asking for those of you that have been seekers. Some of you do recon. I mean, loyalist to the Luciferic cause, hidden as subpersonalities inside bodies where the main person is unconscious or amnesic to your presence. And you're listening. And you know you hate the name Jesu Christu. You know that the blood of Christ is an issue. And if you really were honest at all, you know that your demons fear the name Jesus Christ. And they can't stand the blood of Christ, nor the cross, and what occurred there. At the cross, what Christ did was defeat sin, defeat Satan, defeat death, defeat hell, defeat the barrier that we created between us and God. So that whosoever, Russians listen, to the Chinese that are downloading by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, literally by the thousands of the materials here. If you're the Red Guard, if you're just simply a computer tech, if you're listening, you've got to know something. The Spirit of God in me moves me to tell you clearly, I love you. Christ loves you. It's not about politics. It's not about future physical wars. It's not about China versus the USA or China versus Russia. It's about your life and whether you know God, whether you know the living Christ. As a human being, what happens when you die? What is your spirituality? Do you know what happened at the cross? You can go to the World Wide Web. You can get a Mandarin. You can get a Cantonese. You can get a Chinese Bible. You can go to BibleGateway.com. I'm just simply speaking to the thousands of Chinese. Well, at least thousands of downloads go to over 15 places in China that I know of. In Japan, in Manila, in Bangalore, in Angola, in Poland, in Kenya, in Johannesburg, Hawaiian Islands, Mexico, Brazil. So we're just simply saying welcome to all of you. And you've got to understand the Spirit of God where you are. I mean, I feel and know His presence here. I literally am going off all of the message tonight to communicate clearly to you. This is what the Spirit of God leads. To pinpoint you live right now or in the downloads tonight, tomorrow, the next day. It doesn't make any difference if you say politically I'm Chinese or I'm Russian. I'm North Korean. I'm Angolan. It's not about being a Wiccan, a Druid, a Satanist, a chosen one. It's about the fact that Christ died for human beings. You ever read it in the book of Timothy where in praying for all people everywhere, the scripture says, as believers, pastors should know this, churches should know this. And that's why I don't understand why they don't spend a half hour in prayer just for the lost. It is the number one agenda of God. It is the number one agenda. No higher agenda. And the first of all of what God wants, that none perish. Now, when I pray for the lost, as I've prayed for you today, if you're lost, as we go out late tonight, and if we meet someone that doesn't know Christ, and we share the gospel, Christ, the message, I have no bones about it. We're seeking to lead you. Whether you're a military commander, whether you're in Cheyenne Mountain or sitting in Shasta meditating. It doesn't make any difference where you're at. By God's providence, you may have gotten this. You may feel the conviction, the convincing of the Spirit of God. If you've got spirits in you, I'm talking fallen, finite. I don't care if they're masquerading spirit guides, angelic beings. If they're demons, they're demons. And they don't care. Matter of fact, they care. They don't want you to. They don't want you out of their grip. They'll be glad for you to be in hell. They will. You don't understand the revel they have in human destruction, human deception, human seduction. That's why it's all here. That's why the ragged edge of this world is here. So the pain, the lostness, and for those who are seeking and seeking and seeking every spiritual experience under every rock, those of you at the University of Phoenix. Arizona, the project, Sophia. Really? You're going to contact any spirit anywhere? What grid do you have to say whether it's friend or foe? Since everything outside of the human experience, as far as entities, would be vastly superior. Angels of God are. Fallen angels clearly are. They have the power to morph. If you don't understand that. Scientists, if you're getting communications about technology. Chandlers, if you're getting communication about 2012 and the coming new age, but a cleansing, a catastrophe, a chaos must come. Well, let's bring it on back down now to the fact that this involves, and I'm going to say to the Americans and all the Europeans also, in America alone, there's no question that without question, in America, minimum, when we did the statistics, and hopefully this weekend we'll have the PDF file up on this, theblackawakening.com, www.theblackawakening.com, and you can read it. We've got information up on it. We've done it at conferences. But in America, in the last 50 years, I know that the undergrounders, I know that the victims, I know that the perpetrators, they will all scream at me and say, that's way off. It's too low of a figure. 500 million satanic rituals. Every single city in the United States, every single area, you know, locality, little city, large city, you have psych wards and you have counseling centers, and you have had for 30 years victims of mind control, DID they call it, and satanic ritual abuse, SRA. Which means that in that city, it began when they were a baby, and actually before that, it was all done through the summoning of the demonic through rituals. That victim is gone through by the time they're 13, maybe 1,000 rituals. When you look at the numbers of victims listed, over 4 million, some say 10 million. Can you understand now where I can tell you, in America, 500 satanic? Listen, every church leader, every Christian that listens, pass it along. Please, by the Spirit of God giving you a witness, do the research. One satanic, ritually abused person in your little city means there's probably 30 other victims. And there has been, say the victim you meet is 50. There's been a coven there for over 50 years. Bloodline that knows the deepest of deepest rituals. And they have weekly, yearly, for all these years, doing the rituals, small and large, summoning the powers. And there is no question, as God reported to Israel, 2 Kings 20, 21-22, that innocent blood has been shed from one side of the net. Do you think the methodology, do you think the enemy has gone away? Do you think that Israel knew the extent of the shedding of blood and the human sacrifice? Even Manasseh did his own son. The high places. Bohemian Grove, high place, other places, whistleblowers, where are you? Victims that'll tell the information, where are you? Prayer warriors that will help pray for the exposure, be willing to see the hand of God come and crack in and bring destruction to the gateways that are opened and to the doorways that are open and to the blood-soaked ground where demons revel in human destruction. What are you going to do? Just sit there? Another bag of peanuts, watch TV, stay secure. And hell will come to your doorstep eventually. Where is the people of God, fearless, fierce, soul winners, like in the book of Acts? Europe, if you're listening, and I know you are, and I thank you, Berlin, Paris, and Oslo, and the Czech Republic, and all over England, and Scotland, and Ireland, and on and on and on and on we can go, Switzerland, so forth. Downloading. Without question, you're probably, you know, by the thousands, many of you will listen to this particular live show archived for this Friday the 22nd. I'm going out tonight to ritually, where rituals were done, in one area where a little boy was sacrificed. We believe maybe blood spatter still there. We want to bring in officers at the right time. We want to find the rest of the group that was involved in the destruction of that little boy. And if the woman giving the report, who said that it was her mother and the stepfather or the boyfriend, who has since run off to Oregon, hiding out, as if you can hide from God. Hebrews 4, you ever read it in there? You read the Bible? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Perpetrators, you're going to give an account. No question about it. And maybe sooner than later. There's one way out. The grace of God, Saul of Tarsus, found it. I pray that God would engage you and engage you the way that He engaged Saul of Tarsus. And if you're stupid enough to harden your heart and spit on the blood of Christ, then let me tell you this. God can meet you the way He met Pharaoh, the way He met Herod in the book of Acts. And if you're not going to stop slicing up people, may it be. May it be so. So we pray tonight that in all the areas we know, the places that we have targeted, that God would engage, that God would stretch out His hand, that God would bring destruction to the rituals, the summoning, the places, the power. We pray for great and massive exposure. That's right, in the name of Jesus. Believers in Christ, the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, it's absolutely free. It'll help you get a team together and start doing this. You stay faithful to it. I'm going to tell you what's happened to us over years and years. As we faithfully put prayer and more prayer warriors and more prayer into it and targeting and praying the way that we've listed things out, you're going to providentially and by the Holy Spirit's leading, supernaturally, you're going to find victims. You're going to be probably taken to coven ritual locations, and you're going to have ritual perpetrators pointed out. It may be massive. It may be massive. All across America, all across Europe. The ritual that has been going on in Europe, the belly of the beast, let me tell you something. I'm not saying 500 million. Let's talk in terms of a billion in the last 50 to 60 years. Those of the black flame, those still committed to the ancient, those of you that are in your 80s. You can't see as good, can't walk as good, don't feel good. The pure blood, which is contaminated demonically, literally, you've been sold a lie, it's not pure. The black flame, Otto Kreitz, the SS, all of you. The hammer's coming. Tick-tock. It is appointed unto man once. Destined unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. Now, you can try the rituals and scoop yourself through demonic powers and plant yourself into the next generation. We've heard about those. To all else that are listening tonight, to those that want to become powerful in prayer and do something about all of this, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now, that what you can do, what we do need to do, and I was going to mention out of that first part one in the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. How do you detect if satanic rituals are being done in your area? Let me say to the skeptic, the cynic, the one, you know, snarling at some of this, even as a believer, do you even know? Did you know that in your country, Bohemian Grove, human sacrifice, Moloch, President Center, did you know about that? Bohemian Grove. Check it out. Did you know you've got ritually abused people showing up in the 70s by the hundreds of thousands into the 80s, millions into the 90s? Where'd they come from? Who did it? Part one, how do you detect if satanic rituals are being done in your area? Because they bring from that side to this powerful demons, it's like the number one way. It's what the, well, we'll talk about this in a moment, but let me give you these eight things real quick that are on the notes and in the message, the 1 hour MP3. Number one, unusual sense of darkness, oppressive dark powers manifest in the air in your city, your area. Number two, unusual amount of violent crimes, rape, drugs, sexual predators, gangs, etc. Number three, numbers of victims of satanic ritual abuse and satanic reported occult crimes. Number four, visible signs of the advancement of the satanic agenda, including the New Age and other things, globalism. There is no globalism without the inception of Luciferic, well, his the spirit, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who's now at work. Number five, visible signs of the suppression and silence of the visible churches. If you went to church last week and God's presence and power manifest was not all over it, there's a problem. The norm is a spirit-filled church, an interactive church, God's presence, God's power. The living word of God, interaction, prayers with power, answers demonstrative right in front of us, gifts of the Spirit, souls being saved, Christians growing, demons cast out, healing being prayed for and seen. If your church does not have the matter, if you've walked away Sunday morning and didn't meet with God, how's that different than going to Walmart? So part number five is the suppression. I'm telling you that satanic rituals are designed to conjure spirits, send them out in the air, dirty the air of the area, send them out over pastors and churches. It's all about a suppression and silencing of what is to be the indestructible, powerful body of Christ. Doesn't it burn your britches? Doesn't it just absolutely make you sick? Doesn't it bring you to your knees? Doesn't it make you want to stand and renounce what the dark side does and yield to all that God wants you to be and do? The norm, spirit-filled. The norm, powerful prayer warrior. The norm, a witness for Christ, winning souls. The norm, knowing your gifts. The norm, growing up in discipleship and becoming stronger and stronger. The norm, Acts 9:22. Growing more and more powerful. That's the norm. Winning in spiritual warfare. That's the norm. Influencing the culture instead of being influenced by it. That's the norm. Number six, growing numbers of people needing deliverance from possession. Oh, in your city, anybody possessed? And most of the churches, they couldn't handle it. They won't do it. And it's all based on being untaught. Because we have listened to the enculturated teachings of church marketing, emergent church junk that has watered down everything to try to cater to the culture. Doesn't save anybody. Doesn't demonstrate the beauty and the power of God. It only means Christians are moving from one church to another church because they're bored with the first one. Boarding services were never the norm in the book of Acts. How could it be? If we're two or three gathering together in Christ's name and He is there, the manifest presence, the felt presence of God, do you know what it is? It grieves the Spirit of God when you don't. It grieves the heart of God when you don't. Number seven, the Holy Spirit discernment, perception, and insight. Listen, if you're praying by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you have Holy Spirit perception, if you have the gift of discernment in people in the body of Christ locally, then there should be, if you're saying, Lord, give us a heads up. In the context of spiritual warfare, see, most churches, the majority don't know their authority, and they're not, even if there's 10, you know, 25 seconds or 50 seconds of prayer on a Sunday morning, there's no sense of, let's wait and see what the Holy Spirit is showing us about what the enemy's doing. A heads up. Colossians 4:2 commands you to do so. The word watch in the Greek means look for impending danger. It's not referring to God, it's referring to the danger of the dark side and what it's doing. Can by the Holy Spirit, who knows all things, he knows where every covenant is, he knows every perpetrator, he knows all the fakes, just like in Ezekiel 8, about the 70 elders of Israel that were by day one thing and by night they were the priests in serpent luciferic worship involving themselves with human blood. Holy Spirit will tell you, will you become powerful in prayer? Will you be enraged at the dark side and what it does? Little boy Lewis stole from his area, brought here, girl brought in, sex rituals to the little girl, probably 13 at the time. They sacrificed, cut up the boy, and in front of her, are you listening? They ate him. You think it doesn't happen? You think it doesn't happen? Then you're blind to the activities of the underworld. That's why I'm asking for all the victims. Go ahead and bring forth the uncontested evidences. Bring forth the video, the disc, the information. Bring forth the stuff that you need to. Do it. Risk it all. Bring it forth. That's what we need to do. Really is. Why human sacrifice? Let's bring this up right now in the last 12 minutes. Why? Number one, the demons want it. The demons demand it. The dark side, their side wants it. Every real ritual being done that involves the opening of doors where demons come through, those rituals, what's drawn, what's done, how it's done, who do you think specified it? Who do you think taught them? Who do you think said, do it this way? Just as the Spirit of God guided in the Old Testament and gave craftsmanship to those to build the temple, just as God designed how to approach, what to do, and so forth, just as the Word of God says to Christians in James, the book of James, submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your minds, you double mind. Just as God prescribes what to do to be able to open wide to the fullness of Christ, his victory, his manifest presence in your life, so the dark side also dictates. Like with Alice Bailey, the demon Tibetan ascended master entity that dictated the writings, the doctrine, the Dake of Demonoia. That's what they did. Well, the demons know that they need a door. They need a door to come over. All kinds of doors. Crystals can be doors. Ouija boards can be doors. Seances can be doors. All kinds of doorways where they can squeak through, squeeze through, and that kind of stuff. And there's more avenues for this than ever. But big doors, human sacrifice. Why? Why human sacrifice? Well, I'm saying on the demonic side, it's simply the biggest and broadest and widest door. But let me give you a couple of my perceptions over the years in dealing in deliverance and dealing with people who do these things. Because it involves a massive violation of God. It's as if it's an assault on God to harm and to desecrate a human. So the very act of human sacrifice is a screaming, slanderous violation and way of the dark side trying to cut at God. Number two, It is a violation of humanity. And if you didn't know, demons incessantly and for eternity now, the fallen ones, they hate God. They are the that's where the origin of lie, hate, murder. Ritual sacrifice of a human being, that's murder, it's homicide. But it involves much more than just that. It involves a way the demons can give to the recipients who are yielded to that side and listening and experiencing the spiritual and supernatural from the dark side. And they're going to get favors in some degree, and every favor is a hook. And you're going to hell and you will burn unless you get out now. And I pray you do. A violation of God, a violation of humanity. It is an act of desecration. It is an act of blasphemy. It is an act of cruelty. But there's something about the physics of it. Just as the cross, Jesus is sinless, the blood of Christ sinless, the blood is involved, there's the physics of God in the breaking of sin, Satan, hell, death, the defeat of death, the defeat of all of it. There's the physics of God. That's the work, the miracle of God. And there's literally the function of what occurs. When you get saved, what occurred at the cross functions in you. The living Christ comes in, a new life comes in, a new power comes in. Sin is forgiven and defeated. Satan is broken off as far as his legalities. The actual issue of death and dying forever, separation, that's now broken and over with. You've been now given, and it infects the DNA of your being, the gift of eternal life. But here's some of the things that we've seen as far as the physics. Now, some of the experts that are listening that have involved themselves in human sacrifice, first of all, I pray that Jesu Christ to engage you, expose you, bring you to repentance, or do whatever it takes to stop you. Well, you could see if you can hide. You can't. And the prayer has been uttered. It's live. It's active before God. An avenue through which God will come. The physics of human sacrifice. The demons want the pain. The demons want the harm. The demons want the violation of God. The demons want the violation of humanity. The physics could be the blood itself. Life is in the blood. It may be that your human spirit is connected, not to the pineal gland per se, maybe there's interaction there, but your actual human spirit is, the connection is in the blood of the life of the whole of your being. Something about life in the blood. Oh, there's properties in the blood, chemicals in the blood, salt and crystal. But when the application of fear and pain and torture, adrenaline, chemicals released, it's as if the blood boils with chemical fear, a human emotion, terror, a human emotion, fright, the sexual manipulation during a ritual included raises the energies, the negative side, the bad kind. This is what the demons feed on. The blood being spilt, the torture, the fear, the harm, the precision, the mockery, the violation. Like rats to a garbage bag that leaks, the dark side smells, feels, sees these energies. Drawn to them, they attach. They come into it. They come into the experience. They can attach to the blood. They can attach to the human emotion of intense fear, intense terror. And when it's all done and said, in the finality, when the human body is killed, well, of course, the human spirit has to leave. Anything, any demonic spirit in and on the body will not remain in and on the body. It will be received by those who've done the rituals. The demons will have come from that side into this and then through. And here's five things quickly. The priests, the covenant members, the ritual human sacrificers, they will receive powers and favors. They will receive covering and favors for their group and what they're doing. They will transfer demons onto their younger ones. And fourthly, they will send the summoned demons against churches, against pastors, release them to go against military, media, political, and wealthy individuals for influence. You don't believe that's being done? Look at Bohemian Grove. Look at Revelation chapter 16 that gives you a picture of something in the future. And then, fifthly, they release the demons into the air. The Eros, prince of the power, the domain of the air. Air, atmospheric superiority to where you can feel it in the air more than ever in history right now. When revivals strike, the Spirit of God manifest in local churches and cities, it's as if it blasts the darkness back into their own side. When believers are targeting the covens and targeting these places where the demonic is coming through, when believers will use authority to trample on the dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy, then so much of this can be crushed. So much of this can be stopped. So much victims can be found. Little ones can be preserved and saved. Perpetrators, if struck by the grace and supernatural intervention of God, may repent, or God may stop them. We've seen both. May it be so tonight. May the grace, may the power, may the might of God be with every believer in Christ. If you're lost, just call on the name of the living Christ who loves you. Nobody loves you more. Nobody wants you more. You need him. Without him, you're lost now and forever. Jesus is waiting to enter your life, whosoever calls on the name of Christ. So I invite the Russians, I invite the Chinese, I invite the Red Guard, I invite Mexican drug lords to repent, get out of it, renounce Santa Muerte and your powers and your drugs. Come to Christ. For the believers, blessings, strength, and might, and fierce fearlessness to you. In Jesus' name. Hey, remember, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. I'll be speaking at the ministry meeting called Ruined Sunday night, Hartville, Ohio. The address is on the website. Shatterthedarkness.net, a lot of free things there for you. Listen, remember us in your prayers, and please remember that the entire project, you've written about it, we'll say it 10 seconds, you can support the entire project. We need you to do so. Take a look at the support tab. Hey, God bless. We'll see you over the weekend in the preemption broadcast, Podomatic. If not next Monday, good night.